Daniel, how do you feel like you've been doing so far this year in practice?
I feel like I've been doing pretty good, you know, just doing whatever coach asks of me, doing whatever the team needs.
What's it been like transitioning to Coach O'Neill?
I play a lot more offense now, kind of going both ways. You just really tell how experienced and smart he really is, so it's pretty great playing under him.
Do you like playing a little bit more offense this year? Because I know last year you were mainly just on the defensive side. Do you like playing offense?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, anytime I don't have to come off the field is pretty much a good time. So just being out there whenever I can to help the team win is pretty much my goal.
What have you worked on the offseason to get ready for this year?
Just trying to get faster, stronger, just smarter as well. Just be a better football player.
Although there was, you know, some turnover from last year's coaching staff, you still have Coach Both out there as your defensive coordinator. Has he changed at all, you think, this year? Pretty much the same.
Not really. He's pretty much the same fiery guy.
Have you had to take any laps?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, but how do you feel like this coaching staff is as a whole? Because, you know, there's been a couple of additions. Coach Bradshaw on this year, Coach Fender. I think that's only two, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Coach O'Neill, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really good so far. You can tell they know a lot about the game, too. They're past players as well. So it's just whatever I can learn from them, I do.
On the defensive side of the football, what are you looking forward to tomorrow night? Just getting out there and hitting somebody other than your own team?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm just trying to have fun, you know, take it all in. It's my last, you know, it's like the last first game, I guess, so enjoying it.
Yep, fly around, hats to the football, correct?
Yeah, that's what Coach Wilson is.
When you look at Wichita West offense, they're going to be doing a lot of running, a lot of, you know, kind of traps and things like that. What have you seen from their offense on film?
Looks like they're pretty run heavy, so definitely our main objective is just stopping the run, make them get the ball in the air and see what we can do, make plays off that.
Do you like teams that run or pass more? Because you as a linebacker, you're kind of in that middle level.
It doesn't really matter, because if we stop the run, then, I mean, I'll get action either way, because I'll get in on run and pass plays, so we'll see.
What is it – do you feel like you're a senior? I mean – because I remember yesterday you were just a sophomore, it seemed like, and now you're a senior. Do you feel like, you know, you have really improved in your game since your freshman year now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just look at pictures of when I was a freshman, and of all of us, really. We're so small, it seems like. But, yeah, I feel like we've all worked pretty hard to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
What, all you seniors having a dinner tonight or something here?
Yeah, we're all gathering. We're all gathering right there.
This is your team dinner?
Yeah.
There you go. When you look at this senior class, what has it been like growing in, you know, just coming together with these guys from middle school until now? What's it been like?
It's been pretty great. I mean, in middle school, it seemed like our DCMS kids always lost to Comanche, but now the team's mostly made up of DCMS kids, it seems like. So I guess we got the last laugh, you could say.
All right, who's grown the most, let's say, on the field and off the field?
Stone's probably grown the most off the
As a football player, then as like a person. Like,
oh, well, just in height. You know, he used to be really short, so he grew a few inches. Alex Chires, he's taking a lot of steps. He leads the O-line pretty good. You can always count on him. And then Mario Chacon as well, he's always been solid. And to have him back this year is going to be huge.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you look at him and you also look at DeAndre out there as a receiver. Yeah. Those two guys out there on the field is going to be huge for you guys this fall.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see them both play.
There's T. Cox in the house. God, his shorts are short.
Yeah, you got Daisy Dukes on.
All right, when you look at this season, obviously it's, you know, you start tomorrow night. What are you looking forward to, let's say, at the end of the regular season? You feel like you guys are good enough to go win, you know, 6-2, 7-2? How do you feel like this team's going to be? Be honest.
I mean, I just really want to focus on the first game, but, I mean,
good answer.
You don't want to lose a single game, honestly. So we'll just see how the season goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Daniel, appreciate your time, and I'll let you go get your dinner. What are you gonna order tonight?
Probably get some wings, honestly. Can't go wrong there. They have pretty good wings here, so yeah.
Oh, one other thing I didn't ask Tucker about either is new uniforms. You like them?
Oh yeah, they're really clean. They're way cleaner, and they're red on red.
Yeah,
we haven't worn those in a long time.
So I will say one thing: they do look like Nebraska, yeah. But as long as you guys don't play like Nebraska, yeah. That's all that matters.
You got beat by Illinois, so.